So we'll discuss just different, what I find interesting, halachas related to the counting of Sefiras Omer, not the Nihuge Sefiras Omer, but in terms of the counting. So one thing that comes up very often is the question of when you're in shul and the Shaliach Tzibur is making the bracha and counting Sefira, so are you going to be Yotze with him automatically now? Do you have to specifically have in mind not to be Yotze with the Shaliach Tzibur who's ever making the bracha? So the Ramah in Siman Tav Pei Tes Siv Gimel sounds like you need to have specific kavana not to be yotze, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav actually says this explicitly when the Ramah says it. So he says Afilu Ana Amen Aberkas Akalim Hayadaito Shalolatzes Yachzer Biyavar. You have to specifically have in mind not to be yotze, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says this explicitly. And we actually brought this up when we discussed on Rosh Chodesh, we discussed saying Hallel, that the person that makes the bracha on Hallel, when the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha on Hallel, that you might be Yotze together already with that, and then how would you be able to make it? And we connected this Shulchan Aruch Harav. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it's not really an issue, because he says that was only in their time, when the minhag was for the Shliach Tzibur to be Motzi everyone. That was their minhag. Maybe it's because it will be more kavu, make it more kavu for people. Maybe it's because Barovam Hadras Melech. But that was their minhag. Their minhag was that the Shliach Tzibur makes it, and everyone is yotze. So if you dafka wanted to not be yotze, so then you'd specifically have to have that in mind. But nowadays, where everyone makes their own bracha, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that stama is like your mechave not to be yotze, and therefore you don't really need to specifically have that in mind. However, in the footnotes in Halichos Shlomo, they bring two different versions of the conclusion. It could be it's like you're actually having in mind not to be yotze, or maybe you're just not having in mind to be yotze, and that's a big nafka mina. Because if you say that it's just that you're not having in mind to be yotze, so according to the opinion that says that mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, you're still going to have a problem. But if you say that it's like you have in mind not to be yotze, because since that's what everyone wants to do nowadays, so then that would work according to all opinions. And they come out with Kula, and they say that you don't have to have anything specific in mind, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach's conclusion, because nowadays it's clear what everyone's intention is. This comes up in Birchus HaShachar as well. In our shuls, it doesn't really come up. I don't know. I think in Masas Mordechai, there's one person who Davka likes to make Birchus HaShachar out loud at the beginning for everyone to get all the Amens, because it's brought down that that's the minhag, is to make Birchus HaShachar out loud so that everyone could answer Amen. But most shuls here start at Rabbi Yishmael, or start at Yishtabach. But if you're hearing Birchus HaShachar, so then the same thing would come up. If the Shliach Tzibur makes the Birchus HaShachar and you're answering Amen to it, so then you were already Yotze the Birchus HaShachar automatically. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points this out. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it has to be that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, so that you're not being Yotze with him. Or you should make sure to make the Birchus HaShachar beforehand, or have in mind not to be Yotze. So you have any of these options. But we see once again this same issue coming up. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach might say that since everyone nowadays knows that you're going to make the Birchus HaShachar yourself anyway, so then you don't really have that issue, and you don't have to have anything specific in mind.
But at that moment,
you're not having anything in mind. Are you specifically have? The question is, do you specifically have to have that in mind? That's the question. Could be you do.
Let him finish and
I'll make when the Rishonim discussed that according to the Shita that says mitzvah saying tzrichos kavana, what do you do if you don't? If they say you have to have negative kavana. It's not enough to have in mind that you're. That not have in mind to be yotze, you specifically have to have in mind when you're hearing him make the bracha, you have to be thinking, I don't want to be yotze. Negative kavana.
And mitzvah also includes being yotze.
Yeah.
That's another
question that's brought up that maybe that's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe has a different reason why you don't have to have negative kavana. Rav Moshe says that you don't have to have in mind not to be yotze. Because we don't, even the opinion that says mitzvah sein tzirichus kavana, in order to be yotzei mitzvah tushal kamei ka'ona, you for sure have to have it in mind. When we say mitzvah sein tzirichus kavana, that's to be yotzei a mitzvah yourself, like you're saying to do. But to be yotzei with someone else, even they would agree. So that's where Moshe says he doesn't know why we get into this whole issue. So again, Rosh Hashanah Amar Rabbah says, since nowadays everyone knows that you're going to be making the bracha on your own anyway, so it's ki'ilu you have in mind not to be yotzei. Rav Moshe says you don't have to have in mind not to be yotzei, because even according to the opinion that says mitzvah sin tzirichos kavana, you could only be yotzei with someone else through shomea ka'one if you specifically have in mind. So as long as you don't specifically have in mind, then that's good enough. And Rav Shrombach also says that the minhag, he says, we're not noeg to specifically have in mind not to be yotzei, but at some point in my life I heard that that's what you're supposed to do, so it's basically ingrained in my mind that that's what you have in mind, not to be yotzei, in mind not to be yotzei. It's the same thing as I mentioned with the bracha on the Hallel and everything like that. There's no reason not to do it, so you might as well if you can. But for people that don't, it's really okay. It's similar to what's discussed by Friday night. If you're yotzei, are you yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush Deoraisa in Maariv automatically by davening Shmoneh Esrei, and then the mitzvah of Kiddush that you're making at night over the wine is only going to be a derabanan, but then that will be a problem because your wife is a deoraisa, and then you wouldn't be able to be motzi her. So what is suggested by many is that, well, you know, since you're clearly intending to make Kiddush at home for your wife, so then it's either you have in mind not to be yotzei, and some say specifically you should have to have in mind not to be yotzei in Mar. But once you start chesmening all this stuff, sometimes then you just lose everything. So. So that's a question if that works. Some say that does work. Some say that doesn't work. Yeah, the same thing. But again, the pashtus is that you don't have to have anything specific in mind. Then Klal Yisrael yotzei the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be yotzei, and so it's probably going to be okay. But that's one issue that comes up in terms of being yotzei with the shliach tzibur when he's making the bracha. Again, it's not an issue of being yotzei, him counting svira. Can you be yotzei when he counts svira that you wouldn't be able to count anymore? It's fine for you to count. You don't lose anything by counting, you know, all night and all day. The question is if you'd be able to make the bracha or if you were already yotzei the bracha with him, which comes up with, that's one of the questions. What happens if, they say the reason that in many shuls the rav is the one that counts svira is because he knows that he has to have, some suggest it's because he knows that he shouldn't have everyone in mind because they all want to be yotzei, or he should only have in mind those that want to be yotzei, I guess. But then the issue comes up, what if the rav forgets and he's not able to count svira, and then it's obvious that he's not counting svira. So Rav Asher Weiss was quoted as saying that it's a great teaching moment. Because someone said, well, it's kavod abrios, he should be able to count anyway. And then Rav Asher Weiss said, it's a great teaching moment, so even rabbis make mistakes, you know, it's not. But then it was suggested, the Beis HaLevi has a suggestion that the Rav should tell someone else, don't make the bracha, I'll make the bracha, and I'll be motzi you, and then I won't really be motzi myself because I can't make the bracha anymore, so I'm being motzi you, but everyone else will think that I'm being motzi myself. So that all these issues of being motzi other people. What happens if you know that you're not going to be able to count the whole time for some reason? You're going to have a procedure, let's say, where you know you're going to be knocked out for 24 hours, and you know there's no way you're going to continue counting svira. Or I guess if you know that you're every year you don't daven marv with a minyan, so therefore, or maybe Friday night you daven early, and therefore you always forget. You know every year you never count through the whole svira. So should you not count? Because should you not even start? Because you know that it's going to lead to brachas levatala. Because according to the shita of the Bahav, which is one that we're choshesh for, to say that if you didn't count that night, then count during the day without a bracha to be able to continue, but the Bahagu says that they're all, once you miss a day, you can't continue counting with a bracha. So then here, it would appear that it's because it makes all the brachas that you made bracha levatala. And if you know going ahead that you're not going to be able to count, so maybe you shouldn't count. So Shlomo Zalman Rava says, no, of course not. Of course you do what you're supposed to do. And he proves from the fact that we don't say, according to the pshitas that say that a bar mitzvah boy he's not able to start counting after his bar mitzvah, right? That's how they give all the shetels for bar mitzvahs around this time are always about what does bar mitzvah boy do. So if you say that a bar mitzvah boy is really not able to count now, so then he shouldn't really be counting from the beginning either, because he's not going to be able to do his chiyuv midin chinuch the whole time either. It's only going to be during that time and not the whole time. So we don't say that. So Shlomo Zalman Aruch says for sure not, even if you know you're not going to finish. And the Maisa, you do what you're supposed to do now, and who knows what happens anyway. The problem that some raise is by women, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason that women don't count Svira, or no Nagu to count Svira, is one, they don't understand the words. She say they do understand the words now. And two, because maybe, he says, Vada Yidtu, they're for sure going to make a mistake. So there's a discussion, he's quoting the Shulchan Shlomo, and if you look up the Shulchan Shlomo says it's because they're not going to know the din, that if they make a mistake, they don't continue counting, and they'll continue counting. Some suggest that the Mishnah Berurah Dafka didn't quote it accurately. He just said Vada Yidtu because he wasn't concerned that they're going to mess up and not know the din, that once they mess up, they shouldn't continue counting. Rather, Vada Yidtu, they're for sure not going to be able to complete the whole 49, maybe because they don't daven Maariv with the minyan, whatever it is, they don't have it, it's not as easy for them. And therefore, better for them to not start, says the Mishnah Berurah, because they're going to end up messing up anyway. So, whether we say that that's true for women nowadays, which, there are plenty of poskim, including Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, says, no, they're able to count nowadays, these reasons don't apply to our women. Shlomo Zalman sounds like he thinks the reasons don't apply, but he still says that, it says in Halichos Shlomo that in his house the women didn't count. But either way, whatever you say, whether that applies, well, yeah. The question is, why wouldn't the same thing apply to this man who knows that if the Mishnah Berurah says that women shouldn't count because they know they're going to mess up, so then if a man knows he's not going to be able to continue counting because he's having surgery or something, so then maybe he also shouldn't start. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, when he discusses this, so he says that this is based off, really it's based off a misunderstanding of what the Bahag really meant. He says that When the Bahag said that you don't continue counting if you miss a day, he doesn't think it's because it makes all of them brachos al-vatala. Rather, Gama Bahag Mode, that if you forget to count one of the days, they don't become brachos al-vatala. First of all, whenever you make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're doing at that moment, and then you were nenas and you didn't do the mitzvah, it's still not a brachos al-vatala. If you went to make a bracha on the lulav and esrog, and then all of a sudden the esrog falls and the pitom breaks, he says that wouldn't make it a bracha levatala. And he says, furthermore, the Bahag holds that if you skip a day, the reason you don't continue with a bracha anymore is not because they're all considered one mitzvah, such that the sphira of every day is part of one big mitzvah. Sure, that's not true. Rather, kol yom mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But it's because of tamimos, she'a sphira d'chol yom minyan shalim. And anytime you're missing part of the sphira, so then you're missing the tmimus of that day also. So as long as v'chol she'suffer b'li dilug, so then you now have tmimus. But he says that this person who knows for sure that he's going to skip one of the days, it's not going to make it into brachas levatalas. You miss tmimus, so you can't count anymore. But it doesn't make all the brachas that you made into a bracha levatala. It doesn't mess everything up from before. So Shmuel says for sure this guy would continue counting. So why did the Mishnah Berurah say what he said about women? So it's possible that for women, since they're not chayavos anyway, because it's a mitzvah seseisha hazman grama, so okay, you're putting yourself into a situation now where you're going to be potentially messing yourself up. So it's like, a man has to wear tefillin. So we don't tell him to wear tefillin all day. We tell him to wear tefillin as short a time as possible because it's so hard to keep yourself clean. A woman who doesn't have to wear tefillin, so better not to wear tefillin so you don't put yourself into the situation where you might end up being unclean. So here too, a man is chayav to count. But I know I'm going to mess up. Okay, you have to count because you have to count. A woman who's not chayav, so maybe the Mishnah Berurah felt that since he really felt these women are going to make these mistakes anyway, so better for them not to start. Maisa women can count, and a man, even if he finds himself in this situation, he has to count anyway. For sure. We use that, and for sure, the question is that, and we'll see it come up. For sure. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we would say in that situation. They're older Rabbanim, but yeah. So I guess it would be in terms of the counting the sphere. But if we say that you're not chayiv, once we say you're chayiv in sphere, I think we say the bracha goes along with that. I think that's how it works. that we don't say.
Then
the bracha. Then once we say, no, then if you say a safek, once you say safek deraisa l'hachmir on the bracha on the mitzvah, so then the bracha is nigrar after that, that you would make the bracha also. I think so. I think that's how it works. I don't remember. Famously, the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone asks you what today's day is, then you're supposed to say yesterday was, as Eisenstein said with the schnitzel. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion say that that's only before you get to saying weeks. But if you get to saying weeks, so then since you didn't count the weeks, when you said to him today is the 21st day, and you didn't say it, which is 3 weeks, so then you're clearly not intending to be Yotze, which once again gets into our Kavana issues, that you're only Yotze if your intention is to be Yotze. So here, where you didn't count the weeks, and that's what you always do, so you clearly didn't intend to be Yotze. The Shaar HaTzion points out that there's differences between the Pri Chodesh and the Eliyahu Rabbah, how this works, but either way, and he leaves it as a tzarachim, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says inside, that if you didn't get to the weeks, so then you for sure don't get into any issues, and you'd be able to count again, even with a bracha. The Be'er Halacha also writes that it only applies if you generally count at that time. But let's say the person comes to you during Ben HaShmashos, he says, what's today's day? And you tell him the day. So for sure you weren't Yotze either, because you never count during Ben HaShmashos, so you clearly weren't intending to count now, and therefore you are not going to be Yotze then, and you'll be able to count again, even with a bracha. Rav Nevensol asks a few questions on this. One of them being that if you don't make a bracha, right? The guy said to me, what's today's day? And I say, today's day 21. Clearly I wasn't, every time I count Sfira, I always make a bracha. So clearly I wasn't intending to be Yotze. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say this at all, that you have to say yes? You should never have to say yesterday. Because as long as I'm not making a bracha, my intent is not to be Yotze. And I shouldn't be Yotze. So he, Nevensol, this isn't in his Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't bring it in the footnotes. But in his Sefer B'Yitzchak Kikari, which is Chidushin, he has this suggestion that he holds that Sfira Omer is not just counting, but you're being miyachid the day as a specific day. He compares it to Tosefta Shabbos. That when you accept Kabbal Shabbos early, you are making this day Shabbos and giving it its Kedusha. And he says that's what Sfira Omer is also. So he says you're only Mekabel the day when you say what the day is. And so then but even if you didn't intend to be Yotze, it doesn't matter. Because once you're Mekabel the day is Chal. And that's it. So that's why he doesn't like this Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't think that it's true. Once you say the day, now it's Chal, no matter what, whether you were intending to be Yotze or not. If you said the day, you are now the Kedusha of the day was Chal, and you'd have to have specific intention not to be Yotze if you wanted to. It can't be just it's clear that you didn't want to be Yotze. It has to be, I'm intending not to make this day Chal, or whatever it will be, according to Rav Nevensol. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, when he brings these halachas down, he says in each situation, you wouldn't be able to count with a bracha. Once you say to him, even if it's the week's issue, even if it's, with Ben HaShmashos, he thinks once you've said it, you're now into a suffix already, and therefore you could continue counting, and you would count again at the appropriate time when you want to, but you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. The one thing he does bring up is, again, he said, what if I always count Sfira standing, and now I'm sitting when I say it? So he says the same thing. You wouldn't be able to make a bracha again, but you could continue counting again if you want.
How you say it? I mean, like Sfira, I say Hayom Shalishos Re'eh.
Right. Right.
If the guy says, what's today's Sfira? I say 13.
So that.
I said 13.
Right. If you just say the words 13, so is that? I don't know if that would count as making even a quarter of Nevensol. Did you give a chalos to the day?
Like Gor Be'elav.
Right.
Right. I'm not planning on being Yotze.
Right.
I don't know
what we would say in that situation if you just answer the question like that. So that's why, the Shulchan Aruch says, get out of any issues. You say yesterday's day, but, the Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha with all of these, it's really not so clear. It's definitely not so clear that you were really Yotze in that situation. The Mechaber says that we count right after you daven Maariv if you count Svira. And the Be'er Halacha brings some of their Yaivates that the reason is because they used to daven Maariv before nighttime. And when they would finish Maariv, it would be night. So it's mashma that if you daven Maariv later, then you should really count Sfira at the beginning of the night. You shouldn't wait till you daven Maariv later. And the Morixia says the reason is because Sfira is Sfira is min haTorah, or Ikar min haTorah at least. Even if you say it's Durabanan, it's Ikar min haTorah. And he says Tefillah is only Durabanan, and therefore he says that the Morixia says that Sfira would come before Marev, because Svira is Mekudosh, which beats Tadir. And also because Shiri Mitzvah Lomashino, whenever you have a Mitzvah opportunity to do, you should do it. The Chok Yaakov, though, says that Tfila comes first because Tadir Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodem. And so therefore, since you daven Marev more often than you count Svira, so Marev wins. And the Be'er Halacha brings this Machlokes, and he's a Machriya. So we'll get there in a second. So Rav Moshe says like the Chok Yaakov, and therefore he says that you would say Tadir Vashenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. Rav Moshe does point out that it's not so clear that you would say Tadir Vashenu Tadir in this case, because we really only say Tadir Vashenu Tadir when you have two mitzvahs that you want to do, so the Tadir one comes first. But if I'm not planning on Davin Marv till later anyway, and Svira is something that I want to do right now, so then maybe we wouldn't say Tadir. But he says no, it has to be that since the time of the mitzvahs are there, that's also we apply Tadir Vashenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. But what you raised is, what happens if a person comes late? Yeah.
Tadir Vashenu Tadir means to say I have two mitzvahs to do right now, so therefore I do the Tadir Vashenu Tadir.
Right, so what he said,
you're saying Tadir Vashenu Tadir, I have two mitzvahs to do right now, but since the first one I'm going to do at 10 o'clock at night, so the second one I should wait until after that.
Right. That's right. So what Moshe says is that it's about the once the time for the mitzvah achal, then that type of svara would kick in, which is a chiddush for sure. That's why he asked the question, gave that answer. But what happens if you come late? So you come late, and now you have to wait. The way that it works is you come late to Marv, so you have to wait to daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, and then say Kriya Shema afterwards. So you came late to shul. And now, let's say you're davening on the regular Marv, and you would normally daven Svira, count Svira after, but you're not saying Shema yet, because you have to say Shema afterwards. So you daven Shmona Esrei with them, and they're counting Svira now, but you haven't said Shema first. So, should you count Svira together with them, or should you say Shema first, and then count? So it depends on this Machlokes, because according to the Chok Yaakov and Rav Moshe, you should really daven Marv first. But according to, because you have Tadir Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodem, so Shema will come first, but according to the Moraksia, that it's about the Kedusha, so then Shema, which is Doraisa, would be Svira, like you said. So the Sefer on Hagos from the Chazon Ish, from Rechaim Kanievsky, and it's also brought in Orchos Rabbeinu, they say that you should count Svira with the Tzibur before saying Kriya Shema, but it doesn't say why. But the Chuvas on Hagos brings a couple of proofs why, which we don't get into now, but Rav Shmuel in his Sefer says that he thinks the reason that you should counts for your first is because Barovam Hadras Melech, and since the whole tzibur is coming, that outweighs any other cheshbonus that you might make, so you should count Sphira together with them because of Barovam Hadras Melech. Again, Rav Sternbach brings a couple of proofs why it would be that he says that his concern is maybe you might forget to count Sphira if you don't count now with them, so therefore you should count Sphira, and you're definitely not going to forget to say Shema. But either way, he has a couple of proofs, but it's interesting what to do when that comes up. Yeah? So the Chiyuv of Shema, that's the point. Yeah. But meaning the Chiyuv of Shema, the reason we fulfill our Chiyuv of Shema together with Davening Meyer. Correct. You're instead of using it for, you use it for the mitzvah of Shema, right, at night, so has Tadir also, no? Because Marv and Shema really go together normally, once you split them up,
right,
you still have the same logic of Tadir Sheno Tadir. Shema, you say more often.
Is it the same logic?
Yeah, but it's the same Tadir. You still have the same Tadir, no? It's still Shema is more Tadir than Svira. Right. Yeah, I think so, but I think it's still the same logic. All right, one more point. That's interesting. Is what do we do? Why don't we count Sveika Diyoma of Sfira? Why don't we count 2 days? So the Baal HaMor says, because when you get to the 49th day, now you're going to be Mezazel in Shavuos, because on Shavuos you're going to say, well, is this the 49th day or it's Shavuos? So that's a Zilzel of Shavuos. The Chida asks, if Sfira is only Durabana according to Baal HaMor, then we should be then that's why you're not Choshesh for the Sveika Diyoma, because it's only Durabana. Some answer that is because since there's no tircha over here, so we don't say Savik Rabbanan Lakula in this situation when there's no tircha involved. Similar to the Ran by leaning by the Dalit Kosos. Okay, so then why not just count up until the 49th day of the Sveika Dioma and not the last day? Every day you'll count the Sveika Dioma, and then by day when it gets to Shavuos, so then you won't do that anymore. So the Haflah says that you can't count that, because once you're not going to be counting the full, you know already that you're not going to be counting the full time of Sveika Diyoma, so then there's no reason to count the Sveika Diyoma the first couple times either. There's a discussion of why we need 2 days of Yom Tov of Shavuos anyway. If after all, everyone's going to find out when Shavuos is. Right? The whole reason we have 2 days of Chutz Laaretz of Yom Tov is because maybe the Shluchim won't get there and we won't know when the real day of Yom Tov is. But 49 days is plenty of time to find out when the real day of Pesach was. So why do we even do a Suffolk at all? So the Rambam says it's just Kadesh Alitichalik B'Mo'ados, it's a little plug. But the Chassam sounds like, so the Chassam Sofer though says, actually, it's even more Chamer Shavuos, because all the other ones, we have 2 days Misafik. But Shavuos, we have 2 days it was established as a Vadai. For whatever reason, Chazal established it as a Vadai, and therefore you don't have the kulas of second day Yom Tov on Shavuos, of taking medicine, let's say, that you'd be able to, or something like that. That's what Chassam Sofer holds. Others disagree. Chassam Sofer holds that Shavuos is more Chamer, and therefore it'll be, we're even more concerned for a Zilzel by Shavuos than any other days.
Don't do it in Israel, like,
right,
that,
right. Know? It's not, it's clearly not Vaday in such, sure. Right. They establish a Vaday there. What happens if you don't know the correct day? So can you count 2 days Misafik? So we don't do Sveika Diyoma. What if I don't know the correct day? So now, can I count 2 days Misafik? Is that okay? So the Arugas Abosem and the Avnei Nezer both say that doesn't count as a Sfira. And the Dvar Avraham has a famous tshuva, a very long tshuva, where he says that a Sfira Misafik is not called a Sfira. Whenever you're not sure, you have to know. That's why they say that you should know what day it is before counting Sfira. You shouldn't make the bracha and then turn to the guy next to you and say, Hayom, you shouldn't do that, because then it's ke'ilu, when you made the bracha, you were masupik about it. And a Sfira Misafik is not a Suffik. But the post later commentaries point out that the Baal HaMor clearly doesn't hold like this, because then he should have given that answer. Why don't we count a Sveika Diyoma? Because a Sfira Misafik is not a Sfira. So why didn't the Baal HaMor give that answer? So clearly he doesn't hold that way. And according to the Baal HaMor, even a Sfira Misafik is a Sfira. But according to Dvar Avraham, so he clearly disagrees with the Baal HaMor. But what this would give you is, if you did count in such a situation, you counted Misafik, so then you'd be able to continue counting afterwards. You know, it sounds crazy to have such a situation, but I guess it will come up on a Shabbos. If you're away somewhere for Shabbos, and you know, you went away with your family on a vacation to a place with no minyanim, no nothing, and then Friday night you realize, oh, I don't know what the day is, and you're not going to find out what the correct day of Sfira is until the next night. So you should count Misafik, you know, one of 2 days, count one of those, you know, whatever it was, say all of them, and then that will allow you then to be able to continue counting afterwards. According to the question is, would we allow you to count with a bracha? So probably the Dvar Avraham would say no, the Baal HaMor would say yes, and I don't know what we would say, the Maisa, but just interesting to think.